On with the news. Calls for action on a dangerous city road are dismissed. An exhibition marks the 50th anniversary of a city housing development. And celebrations get underway, marking a year of Sweetbriar Marshes opening to the public.
Calls for a Norwich road to be made safer have been dismissed by council leaders because there have not been enough accidents to make it a priority. Campaigners say motorists often drive dangerously along Woodcock Road, with several accidents and frequent near misses. But Norfolk County Council says that the statistics for the number of crashes means the road does not meet the national threshold for it to be deemed a cluster site. So further investigations to make it safer will not be triggered. The matter was raised by a member of the public, Chris Brownfield, at a meeting of the Conservative-controlled Cabinet at County Hall. He said, "Near misses are frequent and there have been several accidents which have required emergency services. The St Clements Hill-Woodcock Road junction is used by many students at the Sewell Park and St Clements Academies. St Clements Park on Woodcock Road attracts children and families of all ages. The council was urged to commit sufficient resources to improve safety along Woodcock Road and at the dangerous junction." But Graham Plant, SEC cabinet member for highways, said the number of accidents did not meet the criteria for safety measures. He said, "Current accident data held by the authority shows there have been 5 personal injury accidents in the last 3 years, with 2 occurring at St Clements Hill, Woodcock Road Junction, 2 near the Western Road Junction, and a single accident occurring mid-distance between the St Clement Hill and Catton Grove Road junctions. Cyclists and a pedestrian were among the casualties. Whilst all accidents are regrettable, the County Council must prioritise its resources at the highest priority locations. The current volume of accidents would not meet the national threshold for a cluster site, which are 5 accidents within a 50-metre radius over 3 years. This is the trigger point for further investigation and does not necessarily mean that safety improvements will be taken forward." He said there were already a number of measures in place, including a 20 miles per hour limit and traffic calming measures. Mr. Plant said money could be used from the local member fund, through which councillors can use up to £10,000 for highway schemes, although that would probably only stretch to signs urging drivers to think.
TV star Annika Rice is encouraging people to rediscover the joy of bus travel. The presenter has teamed up with First Bus to launch a campaign aimed at older passengers in Norwich, urging them to make the most of their concessionary bus passes and embrace everyday adventures. The campaign follows new research from First Bus showing that 80% of older people in Norwich feared a bus pass would make them feel old, but most now enjoy using it. Annika Rice has been travelling around the UK, meeting people who use their bus passes to explore new places and enjoy spontaneous journeys. Miss Rice said, "I've spent a lifetime chasing adventures, sometimes by helicopter, sometimes in a jumpsuit. But these days, there's nothing more freeing than hopping on a bus and seeing where the day takes you." This campaign is about reminding people that the spirit of adventure never fades. And with a bus pass in your pocket, there's a whole world to rediscover right on your doorstep. More than 3/4, 77%, of Norwich respondents said their bus pass has improved their quality of life.
It is an exhibition which marks the 50th anniversary of a bold and ambitious housing development in Norwich city centre, which received royal approval. Heritage Over the Wensum won international acclaim for its role in conserving and rejuvenating the area around Colgate, now known as Friars Quay. In July 1975, it was one of 16 projects across the UK to win a European Architectural Heritage Award, which was presented by the Duke of Edinburgh, who travelled to Norwich on the Royal Train. He was brought from the station by steamboat, which moored at Friars Quay. He visited the show house, met members of the Norwich Over the Water community group, and toured newly built flats in Calvert Street before having a drink in the Woolpack pub, now the Weaver's Arms. To mark the anniversary of his visit and the 50th anniversary of their homes, the families living at Friars Quay are staging an exhibition on the history of the project at St Clement's Church, Colgate. "It's a bold experiment in urban living by the city fathers of the time," says Kate Money, chair of the Residents Association. "It had its ups and downs in the early days, but it soon became, and remains, a lovely place to live. Some of the first residents are still with us," says Kate. "We've just had a 99th birthday party for one of them. It's an amazing, supportive community these days, made up of all ages. Some people, of course, move away, but others realise they'd rather not live anywhere else and move back. In fact, we've got one couple who left twice and are now on their third house here," added Kate. 50 of the householders are due to hold a celebration lunch on the quayside with 1975 menu of prawn cocktail, quiche Lorraine and black florist gâteau. The exhibition, FQ at 50, Heritage Over the Wensum, is open at St Clement's Church, Colgate, NR3 1ES, from Wednesday until Saturday, July 12th, midday to 4 p.m.
A bar and restaurant has brought a slice of Italy to Norwich for the summer. Mr. Pothel's Apothecary in Queen Street has launched a wine window through which customers dining al fresco can order and receive a glass of wine right to the street. While it is the first one in Norwich, the concept started in Florence in the 16th and 17th centuries and is becoming a trend on social media. Keir Slater, owner of the bar and restaurant, said, "I've been to Florence a couple of times and there are lots of wine windows there. It's something fun to do in the summer, especially with the warm weather we've been having. People have been really excited about it. It looks like you could be in Italy. Through the window, visitors can enjoy a glass of wine or an Aperol or a limoncello spritz, as well as authentic Italian food, including bruschetta, truffle and parmesan fries, antipasti and olives. Each drink costs £6 and the wine window will be in place on Sundays between midday and 6 p.m. until September.
Anniversary celebrations are underway at a popular nature reserve. Sweetbriar Marshes in Norwich has marked 1 year since opening to the public with new plans for improvements to boost wildlife and accessibility. Norfolk Wildlife Trust, NWT, has secured further funding from Aviva, the Greater Norwich Growth Board and the Geoffrey Watling Charity to support upgrades at the 90-acre reserve. Natalie Bailey, Director of Engagement at NWT, said, "We know that nature plays a vital part in people's health and well-being. So it has been fantastic to work with local communities and hear their ideas on how we can create a nature reserve where everyone feels welcome. This funding allows us to turn some of these ideas into reality and ensure Sweetbriar Marshes is a place where wildlife can thrive and people of all backgrounds can experience nature on their doorstep and be inspired to care for it. Planned improvements include wildlife viewing platforms, a communal seating area, and information panels with audio descriptions for visitors who are blind or visually impaired. Sweetbriar Marshes, located along the River Wensum, is one of NWT's most accessible reserves, featuring easy access paths, gates, and seating designed for all visitors.